Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hey, and Steve is here with Vacation with the Griswolds, and we're going to go over to the Caribbean.
I like the Caribbean. And who are we going to take to the Caribbean?
Well, we get to go to Barbados. Lisa's already been to Barbados, so she gets to go back to Barbados. I get to have the virtual radio experience, and so do you.
Yeah, but who's taking us there is going to be Claudia. Hi, Claudia.
Hello.
Hello, and just so everyone understands, Claudia is the Business Development Officer for Barbados Tourism Marketing, Inc. So welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
And thank you for having me, too. This is great. And congratulations on what you do, and particularly, you know, with the radio. That definitely puts you ahead of the game, for sure.
We're hoping. Yeah, it's fun. It's educational. And it's going to get people some more education on places they can go.
Yeah. And if everyone listening, if you don't know, so we're on Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then starting in the new year, to wish everyone a happy new year, starting January, we're going to also be on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. So you can catch us there. And if you can't find us on a local BizTalk radio station, you can always go over to iTunes and listen to a show there. We've got them as a podcast, or griswoldradio.com. We've got them there as well.
Yeah, so the stations will vary.
Yeah, we're kind of all over.
Yeah. That means they're listening. They're enjoying this. All right. So, okay, Barbados. First of all, it just sounds so exotic. People may have no idea where it is. Where is Barbados?
Barbados is the easternmost island in the Caribbean. It's actually in southern Caribbean. We're actually closer to Venezuela than we are to some of the other, to say, Puerto Rico. And for those that may also may know, St. Lucia, Trinidad, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, we're all kind of in the same area there.
Very nice. It's so nice to go down to the southern Caribbean. And it's not something that I think a lot of people get to cruise the Caribbean if they're not doing a destination, and they get to cruise to the Caribbean, and Southern is not usually where they end up. It's Eastern or Western. So this is what makes it even more exotic, is that it's less traveled by the cruise lines, which is so popular, but you guys are worthy of your own trip. Forget the cruise. Let's just go to Barbados, which is what I did.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what I did. I went there, and I spent a handful of nights over in Barbados, and it was great.
And that's the way to do it. And a lot of people, their only experience has been, you know, a few hours on a cruise, and they really don't get a chance. But most people tell me, if they've been there on a cruise, it's, oh, someplace I have to get back to. I must get back. And we do have one of the highest repeat visitors. Statistics, people love it. And including myself, I came down as a travel agent on a familiarization trip, also known as a FAM, to those in the industry. And that was in 1983 and fell madly in love. It was an immediate kinship. Had been to so many islands before, you know, Caribbean islands before, but Barbados, just like from the moment I touched down, in fact, I extended my stay of the FAM and paid my own way back. That's how much I enjoyed.
That's nice.
There.
That is nice.
And so a lot of people, too, will say, oh, you're not Barbadian, are you? No. But prior to my working with them, I had been there 42 times as a travel agent.
Wow.
And so I speak the same lingo you do as a travel agent. And so that my history, how I got is like with them was, I was like their top producer in the sales in the Southeast portion of the United States for 11 years. And then I landed a United Nations conference, which drew about 1,800 delegates. And so that's how the tourism got to know me. Barbados Tourism got to know who I was.
Okay. I have been on a cruise many, many, many years ago, and I remember just walking down the main streets and watching a parade that was going by.
We timed it right.
Yeah, it was perfect. We walked in. There was a nice parade. People were friendly, great food, great shops. We didn't get to spend a lot of time. And then, of course, Lisa went back, like she said, spent a couple of days there, visited some of the resorts, got to actually see the island and enjoy the island.
And it's true. It's, there's so much to see. And I can honestly tell you, say this with a straight face and not be. Every time I go, I discover something new. So my last visit was number 54. I mean, I must be the only person who counts how many times they've been someplace. But, I mean, it is. And I still find something new. I really do. So most people are, you know, again, with all the islands and the competition, people always say, well, what's so different about Barbados? And, you know, of course, we have everything that everybody else, the other islands, beautiful beaches and a group of fantastic accommodations and so forth. But the people, you should go to Barbados because no other island in the Caribbean, and I do mean that, has as much history and culture and things, places you can visit from the 1600s. It's the oldest parliament. It is the, they've kept up all of this, these things from the 1600s, 1700s, the plantations, great houses. They're still functional. It's a, by the way, the capital is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And so you go because you get to interact with the locals all the time. You're not sitting on a resort somewhere, and you never really get to meet the people. It is truly get out, discover, stroll, safe. The people are very, very friendly and very proud of their country. And so the people keep coming back. I know I was really drawn back because also there's just so much to do. So we can talk about some of that and a little bit of the history. But I do want to just give just a slight bit of about the geography. You have the South Coast, mm-hmm. where all the action is, nightlife, totally, party atmosphere, very safe, but constant, you know, vendors everywhere. But you're just interacting with people like I'm talking to you, and you develop friendships immediately. Some people said they've got lifelong friendships just from one visit in Barbados. So it's not a big island, but you have it's 21 miles in length and 14 miles wide, but it feels so much larger. I love it, too, because you've got, and Lisa, did you go to the East Coast?
I went to Sandals. And
Okay, so Barbados has the Atlantic side, which is the East Coast, and the part of the East Coast and northern part. It is the Atlantic, powerful waves. I mean, just breathtaking scenery, green. The mountain is on that side. Mount Hillaby is the highest point in Barbados. It is where, you're going to the local rum shops, sitting down with people, having your chicken, drinking your rum, dominoes, listening to politics, the music. It's just, just total strangers. You just walk in and sit down, and that's what it's about. It's just, why go somewhere and just sit at a hotel or never ever meet the people and get to know the real culture? So then you have the Caribbean side, of course, which is the West Coast, and it's also known as the Platinum Coast, and that's where most of your luxury resorts, the villas, the most beautiful golf courses, and, I'm sure you've heard of Sandy Lane Hotel and Royal Pavilion, and so on that side, beautiful, calm, sea straight to the bottom of the ocean. East Coast side is the big thing for surfing. They have international world championships. It's called the Super Bowl. And so for surfers and everything, it is amazing. We can compete with Hawaii with the waves over there.
That's pretty cool. I do recall how outstandingly friendly everyone was there. And we did stay at the resort for the majority of the time. If I were to go back, and I remember having been out and about on cruises, and the people really are notably different. It's like no one's ever in a bad mood. But when we come back, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the people, the culture, and get into some more topics about this. So hold on.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at GriswoldRadio.com. That's GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
All right, so here we are again. We're with Claudia. She is from the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. And we're talking Barbados. Barbados.
I know, it's pretty cool. If you haven't been to, it is a little warm.
Sorry, bad pun. But we've got Claudia with us, and we were talking about the people and how friendly they are, and they're always happy. And what's up with that? Why is that?
Well, I really can't explain the reason, but I can say, too, they have, believe it or not, they are truly the most educated, and this is not Barbados tourism facts. This is the United Nations facts. They have about a 97% literacy rate. Can you believe
wow.
that? That's higher than us in the United States. And so the people
impressive.
Are very well educated. And also, too, they want you to have a fantastic experience. They, when I tell you of the pride and of the heritage and who they are and the culture, they want to make sure that you really know Barbados and that you, not, and that you really understand the culture, which is it's called Little England. So you've got your British culture, you have the African descendants, the Caribbean, and then you have also populations, people from India. So it's a great mixture of people. And so, and for some reason, it just, when you get there, people just, the tourists just all come together, strangers, people. The next thing you know, too, it gives you a spirit of just wanting to meet, talk to the people from who came and share your experiences with them, too. So it's really just this really jovial kind of atmosphere. And so, you know, that's the big reason.
I think I know. I think I know why. It's the sugar and rum season over there. That's what's making everyone so friendly and happy.
That could be it, too. But, you know, since we are talking about rum, Barbados is the founder, creator of rum. It is the oldest rum in the world, and I do mean the world, is Mount Gay, and it was founded in 1703.
Wow.
Rum and sugar became the cash crop, and at one time in the 1700s, it was the richest trade route in the world, and we have a very, very close connection with Charleston, South Carolina, the Carolinas, the first few governors of the Carolinas. Most people do not know that. I didn't even know it until I connected with our consulate down there years ago, And they are the ones that came in, set up the plantation system, the planters, and the whole thing. Some of your Middleton plantation, Magnolia, those were all set up by Barbadians. You have a Drax Hall in Barbados, a Drax Hall in Charleston. So when I first went to Charleston, it was like, I think I'm in Barbados. There's some homes near the Battery that are actually exactly like the homes in Barbados, one of our museums, the Arlington House. And there's a house right, if you've been to Charleston, it looks almost identical.
Wow.
So rum and sugar were huge cash crops. And then South Carolina had rice. That was theirs. So that was a really big trade route. So it's also the only place George Washington ever visited outside the United States.
Oh, wow.
And his brother was there and was sent there for health reasons. And George Washington actually got yellow fever down there, but was able to get over it. And there is his home that he that belonged to his brother, so you can go visit that and you can have an event. They dress up in period clothing from the 1700s, and you have your historians that give you, you know, that side of history that most people don't know about George Washington being there.
Well, so, do they know that his illness was cured by all the rum?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That was bad.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I said his illness must have been cured by the rum.
Yeah, who knows? I would think, well, it make me feel better, I can tell you that. But they have St. Nicholas Abbey built in 1660, huge, beautiful plantation where they still produce rum today. It's called, and the architecture is called Jacobean. There's only three Jacobean mansions in the whole hemisphere, and Barbados has two of them.
Wow.
So, if you want to go on one of these experiences, but you just kind of don't want to be lumped in with all the rest of the tourists, is there a good rum tour or something that you would recommend that kind of gets you involved with the locals and the culture and everything?
The rum festival that's coming up from January 15th to April 15th, we are celebrating our history of rum. Can you believe that? And it is going to be amazing, not because so much of the drinking, but because of the history, the culture. There are going to be so many events for the whole, you will not believe, cooking, rum tours. There's several, and they're all in different places and have how can I say? So you're not visiting one and seeing, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Okay. They're all different. And some are in the countryside. You've got, one in town where you can enjoy the beach and two. So it's going to be an amazing event. And most people will say, well, they're going to do a whole thing on rum. But you'll know more about rum than you ever thought you'd want to know. But again, it's tied into the history, the culture. It's, all bundled up for months. So just check our website, by the way, visitbarbados.org, and you can find all of that on there.
Well, I think they can definitely do an entire festival on rum because I'm from the Midwest. We have entire festivals on corn. So, they can probably figure out. I want to know, do you have any, what would be your number one pick, or maybe one or two, most unique things you've seen done with rum?
Wow.
I mean, we're talking rum. We might as well.
True. But in terms of my actual experiences, just, how many ways you, how you can cook with it and, different things like that, but I know one thing. I can taste it. I'm a very good taster.
Okay.
But you can get private tours, and that's another thing that, you mentioned not. We have Foursquare copper rum tasting tours, which of course you do get to taste all the different rums, and believe me, when you come out, you definitely your head is a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend Foursquare, definitely Mount Gay and St. Nicholas Abbey, just because they're going to give you the whole interactive interpretive experience on it. So I really can't. At this point, now probably after we finish the conversation and hang up, I will remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, we still have a couple of segments left. So if something hits you, there's nothing that says you can't go back to this question. So, you know, feel free to, to jump in with that.
Okay. And you wanted to talk about experiences and things that... One I will never forget.
Well, wait. We're going to have to cut you off here, and we're going to tease everyone for about 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to hear all about this surprise story.
This is not Crowded Coastlines. This is Off the Grid Encounters with Royal Caribbean. Get 50% off your second guest and up to $100 to spend at sea, plus kids sail for less. Book Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral, starting at just $749. Skip the same old beach trip for spur-of-the-moment island exploring. Come seek.
Contact Pixie Vacations today to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, so we had a little teaser, and we've got Claudia with us, and she's from Barbados Tourism. You started to tell us a story, and I cut you off for the break, so look, go ahead with that.
I spent my birthday with Mick Jagger.
Ooh.
And, the Rolling Stones were down in Barbados. One of my friends managed a recording studio down there, and it is a plantation. It's huge. And they were recording there. Sting is recorded. Most of the Brits that, you know, the A-list Brits have been down. The studio belongs to Eddie Grant. And Eddie was known, I think his biggest hit was Electric Avenue. And they have hosted so many stars and celebrities, but this time I just happened to be sitting in the kitchen with my friend who manages the studio, and in walks Mick Jagger.
And that's pretty awesome.
So he pulls up a stool next to me. We just sat and talked, and I'm from Michigan, Detroit, and he knew as much about Detroit almost as I did. And what drew him to Detroit was the music scene. And he used to sit in Aretha Franklin's father's church. He says anonymously, I'm like, Mick, you couldn't be anonymous if you tried to be. But he was just so taken with that, particularly rhythm and blues. And he just truly one of the nicest people I had the opportunity to meet. And, I mean, we just sat around like we had known each other for long periods of time. So you don't quite – I don't think that's going to happen to a lot of people. But it is known for its celebrities. You might run into Rihanna down there. Now, I've never met her, but you know Rihanna is from Barbados.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's always coming down with an entourage of friends and people that – and she wants to show off her beautiful home to people. And who knows who you might see. There are no private beaches in Barbados, none whatsoever. So – if you happen to be on the beach, I saw Gregory Hines, and, you know, we leave celebrities alone. You know, they're not really bothered. And Tiger Woods bought out Sandy Lane. I mean, that had to cost a couple of million for his wedding there. And so they have a golf course, and if you're not staying at Sandy Lane, guess what? It's about $1,400.
Wow.
To take off.
What about You touched on the beaches. So let's go back. So what are the best beaches? And you know, probably one is good for surfing, and one is maybe good for families, and one might be tucked away for a kind of honeymoon romantic beach. What do you think for best beaches if you're heading down to Barbados?
The best beaches are on the West Coast. If you really like the calm waters and see through the bottom, the West Coast is where you want to be. On the South Coast, where Sandals is located, is what we call an active surf. It's not rough, but it's not exactly calm, and you know, but it's still beautiful nonetheless. And the waves are a little bit choppier, but still very, very pleasant. On the other side, for the surfers, you really don't swim over there. They may have some small little pools, we call natural pools, where you can dip, come and take a dip, and the water's colder over there. But you just can't. The views are so spectacular. Bathsheba, up in St. Joseph, St. Andrew, those areas, they are just amazing. But for the surfers, definitely over in the, on the East Coast of Bathsheba. And pretty much so, you have a variety. Some people will go leave their beautiful Caribbean side to go and surf and come back to their hotel. And there's not many hotels out there. There's some B&Bs and one hotel, the Atlantis, that's on the East Coast. But pretty much you want the best beaches are on the West Coast. Mullins Bay is my favorite. They have a beach bar there that if I hit the lottery, I'd go in there and make an offering.
How big is the island? What's the population?
Right now, we are looking at about 285,000. And the capital itself is actually on the list of one of the most densely populated in the world. But when you leave Bridgetown, the capital, and then there's just room to spread out all over Barbados. So that's what I love about it, too. I mean, it's like two different islands, depending on what side you're on. And the countryside is just absolutely gorgeous.
I would imagine that the West Coast would also be popular for the honeymoons and the weddings with the sunsets.
Yes. One of the most popular hotels, particularly for honeymooners and for romance, is a property called The House. It's only like 34 rooms. It's not all-inclusive, so it's kind of like the opposite of Sandals. But for people that really want, you know, quiet, laid-back, but luxury, they have a lot of it's under the Elegant Hotel chain, which now has six hotels in Barbados. And the House comes with all kinds. It's not all-inclusive, but when you land, you get a jet-lag massage, afternoon tea. Oh, my, the best breakfast I've ever had on the island is champagne breakfast every day.
Ooh.
So you have a lot of inclusives, but it's not an all-inclusive.
Okay.
But definitely, it's probably the right now most repeat hotel, especially definitely couples, not exclusive to couples, not like Sandals, but certainly not a kid's property. You wouldn't bring your children there.
Okay.
But so anyway, absolutely wonderful, though.
Now, if you're going and you want like a, I don't know, adventure, and you're going to a Barbados, what kind of things is there?
Wrestling alligator?
Well, not alligator wrestling, maybe. Maybe not that.
Okay.
No.
You can
but
go to like...
have, of course, all your water sports, diving, safari, where you go into the interior, you're doing gullies, forests. It's and they drive incredibly fast, and it's not but you're really in the brush, the bushes, and then when the green monkeys. Barbados has a lot of green monkeys.
What?
Well, that's an experience too. Because
what's a green monkey?
Oh wait, those are the monkeys that have eaten the alligators after they wrestled.
Not quite. But I remember sitting on the, you know, for me to try, I wanted to try every experience I possibly can so I can speak intelligently. So I'm sitting on a veranda in this very small hotel, and it's overlooking the rainforest in St. Joseph. And I'm on the veranda just feeling ever so peaceful. And I have, you know, you just feel someone's watching you.
Uh-huh.
I look up, and there's this monkey, and he's sitting in the tree, and he's looking at me like, give me your food. And I'm serious, and I'm looking at him like, and I'm actually talking to a monkey. Can you believe that? I said, no, you're not getting my food. And he glared. I mean, this monkey was literally glaring at me. So he went away. The next thing I look up, he has brought six of his friends.
Uh-oh.
How big is this monkey?
And I'm sorry?
How big is this monkey?
Not big. They're no more than probably about 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Okay.
If that. But they can be, when it comes to food, though, they can be quite aggressive. They'll come and snatch your food in a minute. So I thought, six monkeys trying to take my food. I went back in my room.
You win. You win. Go ahead, monkeys.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's an experience you can have. We've got horse racing. That's not exactly adventure, but you have The gardens. Barbados has some of the most beautiful gardens, and there's one that it's a must-see. I don't like to say one is better than the other, but in terms of the experience, it's called Hunt's Gardens. And when you walk up to the entrance, it looks like you're about to enter something from Lord of the Rings. He's got all these eclectic things strategically placed. I mean, statues, things from all around the world. One statue, I was like, did you go to Easter Island and take one of the statues? And he in himself is the most interesting person, Mr. Hunt. And so for those that don't want beach weddings, oh, my God, they have the most gorgeous gardens where you can have your wedding. Also, too, the plantations are great for your weddings, too. And we have sometimes 12-bedroom mansions where someone wanted to have a wedding and they all wanted it one place, but they didn't want to. A lot of celebrities might want to do that. So they all come fully staffed. And I also think that Barbados has the best villas in the world, too. I mean that, and just an ample supply and so affordable. So if you look at some of these villas that are like $800 a night and it's a 5-bedroom, 5-bath, you divide the price by bedroom and it comes out so cheap, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm going to jump in right here.
Keep that in mind. For if someone wanted to have a wedding, but they just didn't want the traditional beach wedding kind of thing, the plantations are just absolute, or great houses,
okay,
too.
Well, we're going to come right back.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you need a car?
Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
We're talking with Claudia about Barbados.
We're planning our next trip already.
He's like practically packed.
Well, we're in Atlanta and it's cold, and I'm sure other people are in states that are colder than Atlanta. But
yeah, I was going to say they're really crying for you.
But you start to, right about this time of year is when I start to think of getting somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
Yes, and just so you know, February is probably, other than the Christmas season, and do tell your clients, if anyone is thinking about booking Barbados at Christmas time, they need to start doing that probably no later than March, April, or May, if they really want to get with all the requirements, particularly beachfront. And the villas are extremely popular, so I would say it's never too early to book around Christmas. But February is a big month in the high season, and I go every February because it's my birthday.
And you're looking for Mick.
And I also, but if weather-wise, whether the humidity and so forth is not so bad, and no hardly any rain whatsoever is starting in December and going on through the first part of June. I think that's the most desirable weather. The rainy season does not have to really, where you think it's going to be raining day and night and so forth. That rarely, I've only seen that once in all the years I've been going there, where there were multiple days of rain. We have dodged the hurricanes. The last one we had was 1955. So it's not in the hurricane belt necessarily, but I'm not going to say that we'll never have one, because who knows now with climate change, we just don't know anymore. But so you can get some really good rates too, September, yeah. October, all the way up until December 15th. You can is the low season. So,
and then high season starts what, mid December through when?
April 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much our winter.
But you can still get some better deals than you would in February or March. So I call it shoulder season, where it's, not exactly the high, but it's not exactly the low either. But it's the best weather. And
go ahead.
So we have some annual festivals, too, that you should talk about. We just finished with Run Barbados, and that is every year Barbados has marathon racing and through all kinds of different sceneries and places. So if any of you, anyone's into running, usually the first week in December, in October, we're going to have the jazz excursion. This will be number 3 or 4 coming up, where we have the A-list jazz, smooth jazz artists come in, and that is amazing. It's a celebrity golf tournament, and along with the concerts, and so it's really something to see, and you're in different places, so. Definitely, it's over Columbus Day weekend.
Okay.
So put that on the calendar. We have the Reggae Festival in April. We have Gospel Fest. And Gospel Fest is really, most people probably think, oh, you're coming and you're going to be just sitting up in a church or something or a concert hall. No, they have Gospel Under the Stars festivals, and they have it catered in. And so you're actually at a festival under the moonlight. And I think that's kind of unique. You wouldn't find that on any other island.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, at least one or two A-list artists appearing, but and you have choirs coming in from all over the world and participating. So for the people that, and it's not in anybody, any religion can, you know, pretty much participate. Everybody's welcome. So we have food and rum, and I think that speaks for itself and has. The top chefs come from all over the world, and in addition to all of the cooking demonstrations and the fantastic meals, they throw some serious parties during that time, too.
All right, so...
And that is one thing. I never go to clubs here, but I will. You might catch me in the club in Barbados, okay?
All right. Especially on your birthday with Mick. Now...
And then the big carnival, and last, you know, one... There are many, many others, but, of course... their carnival is called Crop Over. And so what that is after the harvesting of the crop, that's the time when to then celebrate that it's over, because you work hard during that time. They work very hard with it. And after that, it becomes just a time of partying. And it is culture, too, and you learn a lot and about some of it is political. You can find out the latest things. But mostly for the tourists, Kaduman is the finale.
Okay.
It's the first Monday in August. And the best time, it starts, you know, early on in May, but the height of it all is like the last 2 weeks in July, and then the grand finale is the first week in August. So if you want to party, people get out. I mean, tourists, everybody is involved, and, you know, you're in the parade. And
yeah.
So that is definitely something to experience.
So, Claudia, how long is the flight? We're in Atlanta. To get to Barbados, how long of a flight would one expect? We have about a minute left, so let's...
I'll start with the easiest way.
Okay.
Get there. Delta, we don't have Delta, but we do have... American has two flights connecting through Miami a day. They're excellent connections, so you're not laying over for hours on end. So it is... It's quite easy to get to and from Barbados, and like I said, you have a morning flight that leaves about 6 in the morning, and you're usually or 7, and you're there by 2.
Okay, that's nice.
And coming home, you can either leave at 7 in the morning and be back by 3, or because you know coming through customs and all that takes
right.
a little longer time, or you can leave at 3:45 in the afternoon and be home by 10:30 or 11. Gives you an extra day on, you know, the beach. So getting in early and leaving the later flight coming back. But
okay,
you know,
we're gonna have to wrap up real soon. Give me one last shot at the website. Where can people find more information?
Visit barbados.org. But I left out a major component on the flight: JetBlue. JetBlue will be coming out of Atlanta, but they have nonstop service out of Fort Lauderdale, JFK, okay. Boston, and Newark. And I forgot, American has a flight out of Charlotte two days a week.
All right, so check those schedules. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing.
Biz Talk Radio.